the Finance Committee, and with the Speaker of the House, and with you, I would hope so too, are trying to receive that funding, and we are trying to get that funding, and we're trying to get the administration to fulfill that promise, along with the municipality of Anchorage. And if you were still on finance, these things would be apparent.
We had to talk about the occlutant and susitna. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The gentleman from South Anchorage, I guess it's called, or Southwest Anchorage, I call it now, I feel it probably was misled by an article in the papers that the governor's PR man said how strongly he supported the occlutant of waters, which I don't blame the governor for trying to take credit, you know, if he can get away with it and mislead people, that's the whole idea of PR. But the whole idea, and you can check in House Bill 162 last year and make it very clear where $10 million came from for Ship Creek Reservoir, which is answering the immediate crisis of water for the city of Anchorage. Then also the other $25 million that came from the House, and we lobbied and worked for it very strongly, that 25 stay in there for Eklutna. Now that's for the pipeline from downtown Anchorage that goes out to Eklutna and Ship Creek. And that takes care of what used to be called the 10-year crisis situation. And that's important to remember, because the whole idea was that water goes flowing back and forth. It still not had been settled what is best. Should we, in the long-range plan for Anchorage and Mat-Su, that water comes from Susitna, whether there's a dam or not? Geologists said you would always be sure that you will have a lifetime supply of water from the Susitna area, Susitna River. From Eklutna, and I think they're very right, we really stand a chance that one little earthshake might blow the whole thing like it did in 64. They raised the bed of the Eklutna Dam reservoir by about 6 feet, and we were out of water. Luckily, the federal government owned that land at the time. Luckily, the Corps of Engineers immediately got into action and built up that dam and built up that reservoir. So now we have a capacity of water needed for electricity as well as water. But what is the long range? We have a safe period right now of meeting the need for Anchorage. I don't like to put in another $51 million or $60 million without a strong determination what is best for the central part of the state. And I'm not just thinking of Anchorage, I'm talking about Mat-Su, because we all know it's going to grow over there, and they're going to need a major source of water and electricity. We get back to the basics. Who believes in support for the city of Anchorage? Because that's really what it came down here. The gentleman wants to prove that he's a greater supporter of the city of Anchorage than the majority. You break down the seven bills that are in front of the governor's desk now. 41% of the dollars expended for capital improvement of the total statewide appropriations, 41% was Anchorage designated as the House passed it out. By the time the Senate finished with it, 32% finished with those six bills, 32% went to the Anchorage area, and that's a fair representation. We always think that 37-39% is the fair balance of Anchorage needs with the other part of the state considering the cost factor. He's counting the water of the great governor. The governor, in his part of the bill, Mr. Flood, 17% of $304 million went to the city of Anchorage to take care of our basic area-wide needs. 17% of $304 million. If he really cared about Eklutna, slipping a little $34 million in there would have been nothing for him to do.
Representative Furniss. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the permission of the floor to pose a question to one of the previous speakers concerning the Eklutna Water Project.
You have the floor, Representative Furniss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm sure we're all very pleased to see that there has been an additional commitment on behalf of the administration, principally the governor, in supporting the Eklutna Water Project. Mr. Speaker, as a member of the Finance Committee, I do not recall seeing a budget item from the governor in support of this. What I'd like to do is, through the speaker, to the gentleman from South Anchorage, the representative from South Anchorage, would you share with this body the amount of the funds that the governor has dedicated to Eklutna Water Project, the first question. The second is, when was this done? And third, and what budget or bill can we find this information? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the previous speakers kept mentioning that had I still retained my seat on finance, I'd know what was going on with the Kalutna. So I guess my only answer is if you'd allow me to keep that seat on finance, I'd be able to have the answers for the speaker behind me.
Representative Locker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the privilege of the floor for a warning on a raid?
You have the floor, Representative Locker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to warn this body that it appears that there seems to be a movement afoot again this year to raid the undistributed income of the permanent fund account. And I've been pulling my statutes and my backup information for about 4 days now, and I would warn this body that this is something that we're going to have to deal with and that we should be getting prepared for it.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I again apologize for taking up more time, but I did ask three specific questions a minute ago. Those questions was the amount of the funds that the governor has put in the budget for Kalutna Water Project. The second question was, when was this done? And the third is, in what bill or what budget can we find information? If that's there, Mr. Speaker, I'm sure we all support it. We need to know this, because we all support the long-term needs of water for the Anchorage community. Maybe someone does have that information.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, on the same subject.
Yeah, the floor, Representative Clarkson.
I don't want to prolong this because we've now gone a half hour, but I think the member behind me has missed the point. It's the responsibility of the legislature to appropriate money. It's a responsibility of a legislative body, this body, that is controlled basically by members from Anchorage to provide the funds necessary for Anchorage projects. They will have the opportunity to do so when this body has the opportunity to vote on the sponsor substitute for this bill. It's that simple. This body is the one that appropriates money. This body is the one that at least a large proportion of you represent, the largest city in the state. This body is the one that's responsible for providing for the needs of that city.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to try to respond to the questions offered by my colleague from District 14 that have not yet been responded to nor answered. And the answer to his question is that he can find it in no bill, no resolution, or no budget.
Point of
request.
Order, Mr. Speaker. State your point, Representative Duncan.
I didn't hear the Majority Leader request the floor for special orders or give her topic.
I believe you're right. In fact, that's happened two or three times in the past few days, so if caution members to, when they seek the floor for special orders, to announce the subject matter and ask permission. Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I apologize. I'm awfully sorry, and I shall not let it happen again. Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor to answer my colleague from District 14, the subject Kalutna Water, and the governor of the state of Alaska.
You have the floor, Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The answer to my colleague from District 14 is that he will find the request in no bill, no resolution, and no budget document. He will, however, find, if he would like to look back at last year's appropriation, he will find that that appropriation was made to Kalutna Water, as my colleague from District 13 stated on the floor, in the budget that was prepared by the Anchorage delegation, and which my colleague again from District 13 noted that the governor has taken credit for in a recent newspaper article. The governor did not put the money for Kalutna in last year's budget. The Anchorage House and Senate caucus did so. It was our feeling that because the governor had stated over and over in many communiques his support of Kalutna Water, that we again would not have to address Kalutna Water in this year's budget because of so many needs that we left unmet last year when we put together the budget. Certainly, it is our desire that the governor provide leadership on a statewide basis and not on a regional basis, as he is so apt to do. Mr. Speaker, it is my desire that we all work together to meet the needs of the entire state. Last year, when the governor sent his budget down for the community of Anchorage, he had 11% in that budget. He did no better by that community this year. And I suspect he will do no better in the future, although one hopes that he will look at the needs of the total population of the state and hopefully address it on at least a rational basis. Those of us from South Central Alaska will continue to work to meet those needs. And certainly we solicit the support of the good representative from South Anchorage. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Pestinger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask the privilege of the floor on the issue of coming together at the conference table on all issues.
Yeah, the floor, Representative Pestinger.
I think, Mr. Speaker, I believe that we still have an obligation to come to the conference table on all issues. I believe our governor has that obligation too. We're having to work very hard to correct the problem of the cost overrun on two southeastern dams in particular. The one at Tai'i is causing us a lot of problems. Now, I know that if we, Mr. Speaker, if we ask to come before the governor and to sit down at his conference table on correcting those cost overruns for the southeastern dams, he will be there. He will meet with the Anchorage delegation and he will ask us to yield the Susitna Clause. He will ask us to yield our guarantee on a railroad project to fix a problem with cost overruns in southeastern. But we would come to that conference table and we would listen and we would work with the gentleman. We would listen. Now, I'm a little bit concerned, Mr. Speaker, that today our Anchorage delegation had arranged to come to the conference table on the General Legislative Hall. We obviously disagree with the governor on that issue, but we wanted to meet with him, we wanted to speak with him, we wanted to try to work out the issues, just like we would work out the issue on this southeastern problem. We want to treat one state, all issues, same conference table. But he wouldn't meet with us on the General Legislative Hall, but he will meet with us on the southeastern dams. It's not a criticism of the governor. I'm just saying that the conference table has to be the place for all issues, the whole state, top to bottom, with the prerequisite degree of objectivity that is required. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Furnish.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request permission of the floor to speak on misinformation.
You have the floor, Representative Furnish.
Mr. Speaker, I think it's important today that we set the record straight. You know, oftentimes this legislative body is criticized for many reasons, and we've seen numerous times when statements are made on the floor of the House and the press is very quickly to pick this information up and report it to our constituents, particularly back in the Anchorage community, as a matter of fact. But Mr. Speaker, this morning we heard a member of this floor get up and criticize you and other legislators on this floor for what appears to have been a lack of commitment to a very valuable project to those of us in the Anchorage community. Now, I would surmise when our guests go back to their community this afternoon and tomorrow, there'll be an article in the paper saying that the Speaker of the House and the legislators do not care about Susitna water. When in fact, Mr. Speaker, the facts are this gentleman has taken the liberty of criticizing this body for something that doesn't exist. We've made a commitment to the water project. We've made that commitment over and over again. The gentleman was unable to, after such severe criticism, was unable to show us, tell us the amount of the monies that the governor had committed. He was unable to document how much funds that were there, when this was done, and where that information could be found. Now, Mr. Speaker, I think we need to nip this type of gamesmanship in the bud. I think it's rewarding that a large corporation in the state of Alaska has taken an interest in the legislative process and made at least an ability of their employees to come to the state capitol to see what goes on. So tomorrow morning when they read that the legislative body does not support Susitna water, they'll know that that is a total misrepresentation of fact. I'm very pleased that the Yarko Corporation have done that. And I hope that our visitors get a better understanding as to what takes place and how things do get distorted. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to have privilege of the floor to speak on defending my Anchorage delegation.
You have the floor, Representative Szymanski.
What I've heard in the discussion previously related to the issue of the Clinton Water Project is actually almost unanimous support for the project. And Mr. Speaker, to come to your defense, one of the reasons that I proudly rose earlier and co-sponsored House Bill 380, which is now the vehicle by which this body collectively is going to come together and address the issue, is that you yourself are a co-sponsor of that bill. And I would hope that the other members of my delegation, who also in caucus, open caucus, almost unanimously supported that project. At least the ones that were there, my recollection, we unanimously supported the project. Maybe not the figure that's represented here, but that's always a point of deliberation, a part of the process that we can work on as we move the legislation through. I think all my colleagues from Anchorage are unanimously feeling, as I do, that it's an important issue, one that must be addressed before we leave here. But indeed, the appropriation process is vested by the Constitution in the hands of us, not the administration. Matter of fact, there's very few things that were left in that Constitution when they got through drafting it that were left in the hands of this body. The two major items are the appropriation and lawmaking. And I think that we have the interest of our constituency at hand here. I think that the distinguished representative from South Anchorage, my senior Anchorage Democratic member in my caucus, and the other members from the Muldoon area, so forth, have indicated that there is the support there. And I think that the issue is just before us now. I think that anything that would be spoken as non-support would be misrepresentation. So I just hope that the record sets straight and that we all move ahead in harmony and unity as we have in the past on many other tough issues before our delegation. Thank you.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 21, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.